online.
On your smartphone.
From the M Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Lucy Hickmott.
The Home Secretary says police do know more about a mystery substance that's left a former Russian double agent in hospital. Amber Rudd says officers will release an update later. She chaired an emergency meeting of the government's Cobra Committee earlier. Sergei Skripal and his daughter remain in a critical condition after being found unconscious in Salisbury city centre on Sunday. The Prime Minister has been updating the Commons on the inquiry and has thanked those dealing with it.
To pay tribute to the work of all the emergency services who responded at the scene and those who are now caring for the two critically ill individuals in hospital. As my right honourable friend, the Foreign Secretary, told the House yesterday, the police investigation is ongoing.
A woman in her 30s has been found dead in a flat in Ramsgate. Concerned neighbours called police to Trove Court in Newcastle Hill on Monday night. Officers found her body after forcing their way into the flat. Her death's been treated as unexplained. Almost all homes in Kent that were left without water because of burst pipes have had their supplies restored. South East Waters say they've repaired more than 100 leaks since Saturday. On an average day, they deal with up to 10. The damage caused by the weather getting warmer so quickly after last week's freezing conditions.
KMFM News.
A court heard a bomb placed on an underground train in London last year only partially exploded. 18-year-old Ahmed Hassan, who was arrested in Dover, denies attempted murder and planting a bomb in Parsons Green in September. The Old Bailey's heard passengers were fortunate because it didn't fully detonate. A man arrested on suspicion of murder following an alleged attack in Ashford is no longer being investigated. Barry Collins, who was in his 40s, died in December after a reported assault on land near shops on Brookfield Road. A 30-year-old man was arrested on New Year's Eve, but police say they're no longer looking at him as a suspect as inquiries are ongoing.
This is KMFM.
We could have to pay for using our phones when travelling in the EU after Brexit unless a deal can be reached. Roaming and data charges were abandoned last June, but details of what leaving the digital single market means are starting to emerge. Kent set to lead the way in trying to cut rates of reoffending. KMFM's been told a centre's going to be opened in Gravesend, which will see probation staff working with academics to figure out which sentences stop criminals committing further offences. It's being set up by the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Community Rehabilitation Company, who monitor around 4,500 low and medium risk offenders in the county. Graham Wines is from the organisation.
We currently take an awful lot of our practice from different countries, and that shaped what we do historically. We really do want to go into this with an open mind and explore every possible country, every possible avenue.
A manager who stole almost £9,000 from a vaping shop in Maidstone has avoided going to prison. George Austin denied taking cash from Phoenix Electronic Cigarettes in Royal Star Arcade over a nine-month period and tried to blame a bank. The 24-year-old from Oldcombe Gardens in Canterbury has been given a suspended sentence and told to do 200 hours of unpaid work. Someone's been arrested after reports a man was attacking a woman in a vehicle on the M25 and A2 in Kent. Police received calls saying he was repeatedly punching his passenger in the face at around 5 last night. A Kent woman who's in remission from leukaemia says she hopes a challenge to walk over 16 bridges in London will help raise awareness of blood cancer. Sarah Chapman from Marden was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukaemia in 2016. She's had a stem cell transplant and is raising money for Bloodwise, who fund research.
They're developing new and better and more targeted treatments all the time. So, yeah, the more money they can get, and they're purely a charity, the more that people like me and other sufferers can benefit in the future and have easier, quicker, more successful treatments.
The music magazine NME is going to print its final edition this Friday. Its publisher says the free weekly publication is no longer financially viable as production costs continue to rise.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and England's one-day international series with New Zealand is level at 2-2 after the tourists suffered a mid-order collapse and then lost a dramatic run chase in Dunedin. They set out a score of 335 for 9, but their hosts won by 5 wickets with just 3 three balls to spare. England captain Owen Morgan says it was a tight match.
Beauty of a game. I'm sure everybody entertaining. You know, there was great support for both sides in the crowd today, so I'm sure they were thoroughly entertained. And what was a high-scoring game and a magnificent wicket. The groundsman's done a great job in what turned out to be a very competitive day.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.